Our co-social network inviting in our Furry Friends Friday guest, brought to you by Distinguished Stoneworks, and Jen from Alvan Humane Society in studio this morning with Harry, who is adorable.
So cute.
Adorable.
I'm loving this doggy, and he's like posing right now for the Facebook Live.
Oh, yeah.
He's actually just staring at the camera.
Don't forget,
he's the best.
You can always see us on Facebook Live. Just go to 98.3 The Coast on Facebook. You'll see Facebook Live running right now, and Harry... we don't know what Harry is, but he is heartworm positive. We know that much, right?
He is, yeah. I guess that seems to be what I do lately is bring these dogs in, but there's so many of them that need, really, even just to get out of the shelter. He is heartworm positive. He has started treatment, and he actually just had what's basically kind of the final go of his whole treatment, the injections. So he needs a good 30 days from about 5 days ago to really just be calm. A home would be the best place for him to get well. You can see he's kind of breathing a little bit heavy. That's just the heartworm kind of working its way out. He is, like I said, I'm calling him the rock star at our shelter. He's wonderful. He's great with kids, other dogs. He's a love bug. He can entertain himself. He rides great in the car. His only downfall is he doesn't seem to be a huge fan of cats. He's definitely overly interested.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, he's such a good boy. He's about 3 to 4 years old.
Okay.
He came from Van Buren County Animal Control. And Harry and I got to give a shout out to Ashley if she's listening out there. She took him in and it just loves him. And we all love him. But we are just hoping for the best for him. He needs a home. I honestly don't know how he's still at the shelter. He's the best
so
dog.
He's so cute and so calm.
Yeah, when he got to Van Buren County, Ashley named him Dirty Harry. And now he's apparently Harry Styles because he is gorgeous. And he had a lot of hair missing. It was just kind of a mess. And obviously the heartworm isn't the best thing. But he's just a love bug. He's really the best. He hangs out in my office with me some days. And yeah, he's...
So for people who don't understand, heartworm's going to work its way out again with this time to heal.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he needs, and it'll be fine. He'll be fine.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we see a lot of heartworm-positive dogs. Strays pick it up. It's spread through mosquitoes. It's typically about a 2-month treatment plan for us. We do what we can to raise the funds, emergency medical funds as a no-kill shelter. We will do what we can to give these animals a shot. And typically it's just, it's some prednisone, some minocycline, and then some injections, and then some rest time. And then a checkup in 6 months just to make sure, you know, things are clear and good. But, I mean, I've got a dog at home that I took in from Detroit that was heartworm positive and fostered, and he's perfectly healthy and a monster.
And by monster, you mean very large?
He's a large troublemaker, yeah.
Okay. You can see Harry on Facebook Live. Just search for 98.3 The Coast if you want to see a picture. Oh, he's doing tricks right now. This is awesome. This is where radio fails because we can't show you, but
he
we can on
pretty
Facebook.
So well. Yeah.
He's got some great manners, and I'll be honest with you, we don't often get that here.
I was going to say, we get a lot of, kind of crazy dogs in here, and he's good.
Yeah. We often get the, nope, don't lift your leg. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, okay. We've got the furniture cleaner out, but that hasn't happened here. So thankfully. And how do folks adopt Harry? Because it's pretty easy.
Yeah, it's a pretty easy process. Come by and see us. Our shelter's in South Haven, right off Blue Star Highway. You can also fill out an application online, www.al-van.org. It's Alvan. We serve Allegan and Van Buren counties. But we always love to see you, meet with you, see what you're looking for, what your home life is like. You know, if it's not Harry, we've got so many other dogs and cats looking for homes. Right now, we're at about 30 to 35 dogs and 80 plus cats probably.
Wow.
So we need help. Yeah.
Yeah.
And as a no kill, we have a wait list of animals waiting to come in because we want to try to service as many as we can. So the more animals that we can get adopted, the more that we can bring in and help and, you know, give some shelter to. So we'd appreciate it. And go to our website too to see, we've got a ton of awesome events coming up. Obviously holiday season is busy, but tomorrow is our cookie caper fundraiser. So you can, you know, if you're not into baking or you just, you know, got some guests coming over, $5 for a plate of cookies all goes to Alvan at First Congregational Church in South Haven, which is right off Phoenix Street and the highway towards downtown.
Fantastic.
It's nice. And it's just wonderful because it all comes straight back to the animals and the care for them. And then we've got our holiday home tour. December 3rd. It's a Sunday, which there'll be five gorgeous houses all decorated. Nice. And we'll have a couple open houses at our Rescue Treasure Shop, which is our resale shop that we've had open for a couple years now. And then we've got a pop-up shop called Holiday Treasures downtown South Haven, right around the corner from Decadent Dogs, that has just everything Christmas you could imagine. And it's such a cute shop. So come see us. That's only open till the end of December, December 30th. So we'll have an open house that day. And that's open Friday, Saturday, Sunday too. So you can come do some shopping there. And yeah, lots going on. We got photos with Santa the Friday and Saturday following Thanksgiving at the holiday shop. So you can shop and get some photos with your pets and Santa and this gorgeous big sled we have. So yeah, so it's awesome. A busy time. I know. Great. It's like a whirlwind. It's summer and then it slows and then it picks up again. So
al-van.org for more information, all the stuff you just mentioned. Jen, thanks for stopping in with us.
Thank you so much for having us. We appreciate it.
And again, you can see the video on our Facebook page. Just search for 98.3 The Coast. Furry Friends Friday is brought to you by Distinguished Stoneworks and also our friends at United Federal Credit Union with the Coast Social Network.